Welcome to this edition of Media Marketing Communications. It's been a well overdue. I've got Motley here. I've just lit a few candles. I'm going to be talking about media marketing communications. And well, today, this particular episode is going to be all about what a lot of people have been asking me about, which is kind of, it's a strange topic, but I'm going to try and cover it because, well, it's just been what I've been looking at today. And a lot of it's, you know, pie in the sky stuff, but I just want to give my angle on it, and it's spirit cooking. What is spirit cooking? Now, there's all different explanations, which I'll go into later, but I just want to go into the bigger picture. I'll be talking about the Abramovich thing with the Podesta. I'll be talking about the Aleister Crowley connection. I'll be talking about the media and how it all links in with the media and the thing that you're listening to now. So there's a few things you need to be aware of, and one of them is the discarnate nature of the diluted image through the media. So communications, Skype, talking to other people is being filtered through a lens, and the lens is not yourself. It's not 100% accountable for what happens. So with that said, I'll explain a little bit about what spirit cooking has been revealed by WikiLeaks. I'll also mention it in terms of the latest updates here in the UK from things like not Trident, what's it called? Operation Appleseed or something. Operation Chestnut. Operation Acorn. Operation Acorn. And then the other one is actually called Operation... Stop it, Motley. It's trying to hump me leg. Is Operation... something beginning with a hex. Is it Trident? Not Trident. It's something else anyway. So there's them two things going on there, which is basically, you know, it's part of this media explosion of creating a disc from a discarnate point of view. And also it's going to be me trying to explain it and go into why, you know, the validity of when somebody shows you an email with names and stuff like that, and also to show the reason perhaps behind why these people are making money out of it. It's a new business, it's a new proposal that's being made, and even if it's just for a short while, there's a lot of money on the table. So we'll be talking about that as well, hopefully. Yeah, funding from the government and stuff like that. People put in proposals where they'll see a kind of an angle which comes up on Twitter or Facebook, and then they make a meal out of it. And at the end, you know, there's no real accountability, because in the beginning when they do it, they clearly state that there is no accountability. It's too sensitive of information. So it's very similar with the spirit cooking now. Let me just clarify who I am. My name is Robert Bridge, and I've got a few videos of me on YouTube making black pudding. That's about it. And it got a bit of, you know, this is a couple of years ago. It's got a bit of a few comments anyway. So it was interesting. And, you know, my dog likes black pudding. I eat it. It's just blood, isn't it? But let's go into a little bit about the spirit cooking. Now, before this, let's just say how the rippling effect happens. The first thing that I learned from studying at university media is there are other subjects as well which you can get caught up in because they're so interesting. There's books available on it and there's academic stuff. And one of them is the chaos theory. It comes with like a graphic book in the same catalogue as Baudrillard and all these other authors that Baudrillard and what's that other guy who's done The Matrix? All them people, the French academics are coming from a, you know, well, let's have a look at France. France is coming from sociology, it's coming from politics, it's coming from a flattening of the religious playing field within, when you really look into it, from a, what they called, not archaeological, not ethnographic. I'm just trying to think about the study, not sociology, it's the study of old people, it's not studying the craft or anything, it's studying cultures and the Mayans and the Egyptians and stuff. And these are all things which are getting caught up and mixed within the discarnate media of what spirit cooking is. And you have to see it as that, as an art form. The woman clearly states in a description of the Abramovich of this art that she's managed to perfect and make money out of, whereby I don't know if it was the film was based on her, which I don't know the title of the film, but there was a film about 2 years ago that I seen, and it came up, and it was basically at the end, it was, you know, it was a lot to do with the some kind of satanic cult and a girl who's just claiming all these different things about them to somebody she's never met before, and he takes her for coffee and hot dogs and stuff like that, and then he ends up having her stay at a flat, in some nothing special, just some flat and wherever it is, safe from all these supposed people, cult that is out to get them. Anyway, it turns out that you know, she's just way beyond what this cult was, and her expectations, her goals, her thing was totally, what do you call it, when you're going to pass away, you've got no hope for the future, you know, it's the end of the world kind of things coming. And she's one of them kind of people. She's just a fruitcake. And she ends up killing herself in the flat. And on the wall, she's wrote blood all over it. And this guy wakes up and he just sees this. And, you know, obviously calls the police and everything. But it's like, and then the truth comes out about her, what exactly she was capable of and what she was dabbling with. And this is spirit cooking. This is how it's explained in Abramovich's art. It's the writing on the wall of blood, and that's what she done. She, in the film, she wrote on the blood on the wall some sort of symbols and did some writing with the blood. But it wasn't, unlike the artists of Abramovich's pig's blood writing on the wall, it's the wall writing of, in the film, supposedly, of this woman. And it later goes on to explain that from the group that she was involved with, what the reasons for this and what particular ritual was written from supposedly thousands of years ago of invoking spirits is, she would be taking herself into a discarnate space of being immortal. And that's the reason why she took her own life. She'd had the partner, she'd had sex with him, so it's a part of a sex magic as well. And she disappears. So what happens is, with the film is either mirroring something that is already going on, or it's causing a ripple effect, like in the Theory of the Chaos, which creates a niche, which creates an entertainment, whereby, you know, celebrities like, oh God, well, the Podesta's a politician, but there's also, next to the Abramovich is, is it Lindsay Lohan? Anyway, a lot of the female artists go to this Abramovich woman as well, because she's, you know, striking looking. And the thing is, you know, when you bring it a bit closer to what's going on with the global consciousness of research that's happening, and you look at the accusations that have come out of people coming out, and then you look at what's actually going on in the world and the different things that are happening, the groups and the accusations of people who aren't within groups are isolated, and nobody's... You can understand how these people get roped into groups, not just from a resentment from a Christian faith or a strong desire to move away from indoctrination of a Muslim type or whatever people's processes they're going through, whether it's a denial of addictions or just trying to impress the group, moving in closer with disease, people who've got diseases, cancer, you know, OCD, all these different things where there's different reasons why people come up with different things. And it's possibly the same for the politicians as well. Why else would they be a number of them going to a hotel in you know, into a hotel and signing a book and being at the BBC studio and or wherever it is it in Dolphin Square or somewhere like that, where that boy turns up at Dolphin Square when he's about seven, you know, he's older now, and he's showing them where he was taken. This is one of the this is one of the cases that's been done on the Acorn project from Winchester, not the Goose of Winchester, but that's in Southwark. That's a different thing altogether. The Goose of Southwark was supposedly a few hundred years ago, and it was to do with aristocracy, and the Goose of Southwark was the head of the church. Now, he got his name from being the Goose of Southwark because he was providing services for prostitutes, whereby he was connecting them with people that he knew of his parish that were coming in, and they wanted them services available. So, and he made a lot of money out of it as well. You know, you can see it down Suffolk there as well. The whole church thing is very strong. But I don't want to go into the... This is the thing about the discarnate media, because you can take a number of different things and cause resentment, cause distaste, cause disruption within a global world of already conflict. You know, that you're stepping on people's toes. And again, you've got to look at the message of the supposed fractions of groups that are calling themselves atheists and stuff like that, but really they are still providing rituals and doing theatrical rituals on the spirit level. Is the spirit cooking? You know, the first thing that comes to mind when I Google it is it comes up with the spirit in the sky. When we die and they lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's best. That's where you wanna go when you die. You wanna go on up to the spirit in the sky. And that's what probably was part of the film when they were trying to write the narrative. So the girl who kind of writes on the board is just shaping her own destruction, and it's tying in with that Spirit in the Sky song that a couple of times it was hit throughout the 20th century. So and then the next thing that came up on the search for spirit cooking was spirit healing. It's that animal nature, you know, going into the animals, getting in touch with the animal spirit, or getting in touch with your what animal are you, you know, that kind of thing with the drums and the shamanic drumming and the trance and focusing on who comes to your, what kind of things come to your thing. I'm just looking at my candles there. I've got three candles burning. And then the other thing was, God, I've forgotten what I was talking about. This, you have to bear with me, you know, because I said I'd talk about spirit cooking, didn't I? So and like I say, the only thing I know about spirit cooking is, well, let's face it, I don't drink, okay? So I don't really use many spirits in my drinking. I have purchased some rice wine vinegar a few years ago, and I use that quite a lot with the rice. I tried cooking rice with the rice wine vinegar. It's kind of salty and stuff like that. But that's the definition of spirit cooking. But when you search on YouTube, it comes up with a few other narratives which frame this new, when you look at chaos, it frames this new art form where people are willing to put the hand in their pocket, go out and spend it on it. And then you take it on a broader scale from a problem where people can apply for businesses with the new business startup economy, where people apply for it, not because they're interested, they just got their eye on the wheel and they see that money's available, and a year later the limited or not even limited company disappears. We see this a lot with treatment, recovery people, and they're offering these bio things. There was a show on Radio 4 this week about the bio treatment where people are exposed to an electric diode on the wrist, and they pay hundreds of pounds. They pay up to 1,500 English pounds for this kind of treatment, depending on how many days, hours, and months after of monitoring. And they exposed it with these devices that they were given to walk away with, which are like supposedly like the kind of thing a juvenile would have to wear if they were on probation. It's like an ankle thing that, it doesn't even read your location or show that you're in at 8 o'clock at night. What they found is when they took it to certain labs, there was nothing in it. There was no resonance. There was no sound audio thing coming off it. And then they looked into it more and they seen that the company, although they had real testimonies from people, it was a load of rubbish. You know, there was nothing in the plastic. There's no electric, there's no resonance, there's no resonance treatment to help somebody to stop addiction. But the whole process of employment and business is appealing to, you know, it fits the criteria for the applications that particular year for funding from the government. And, you know, it's a shame that people fall for this, and the amount of wasted money that goes on in a year. I don't know why they can't give these trials like a month or something. Is the nature of how quick these things happen. And we can see that with spirit cooking. Out comes the film. People start doing more research. The people who are depending on what background you come from, the Christian people come out with their point of view and their disgust of the spirit cooking. The Muslim people are looking into it and claiming that they have, you know, the answer, where you can do a... I know a lot of you, probably a lot of my followers who are doing this, you're listening to hypnosis audios and binaural beats and meditations and stuff like that. Well, the Muslims have similar things, where they do the opposite to spirit cooking, you know, and they're talking, there's no music, because of course music is a big slap on the wrists. And within the community, they're talking about this. It's like the imam sharing and repeating, and it's like a meditation. It's not a Buddhist mantra thing. It's more of a reading from the Quran, certain parts of the Quran, which go towards the jinn and talk about the spirits there and the raising of the spirits. So that brings us back to the, you know, what possesses people to even have an inclination that spirit cooking might work, or, you know, the same thing of, like, even deeper is, like, how do we get in the mindset of these rich people who've got money and they're supposedly honouring the devil in some way, or, you know, they're selling the soul for 7 years and they're gone, like Jimi Hendrix or, you know, Thin Lizzy, all these different people. And it's like, yeah, you can make a story out of anything and people will believe it because it fits the criteria of what people want to hear. It reinforces the metaphysical narratives within the fractions of groups. It also might serve in some way of putting a stop on negative groups that might come up. It might be some sort of protection whereby it's helping people, stopping from Waco disaster, stopping from the guy, you know, in the Poltergeist film who takes everybody down into the caves and they all bury themselves in the cave because he's just used neurolinguistics and hypnosis on them to do it. And it's interesting to see how the reactions on the media, because remember, you know, everything on the internet, from what I said before, is discarnate, whereby it's broken up in some way and it's filtered, then it's reprogrammed again. And you have everybody on the same landscape, everybody transmuting a message, and how everybody are owning certain topics in order to, you know, drive traffic to their followers, but reach new followers as well, is spirit cooking in action, you know, clickbaiting, PR stunts in order to make people look stupid at a certain time. Or not, you know, often people just like fall in this trap of, you know, they're targeted in some way and they're a yes person, they say yes to everything. So when Podesta gets the email, you know, maybe if they were on their own, they wouldn't have gone. But when the brother sends the email and says, let's go for dinner, you know, to this thing, which they probably have to pay money to go see, or somebody, one of their friends, have probably paid this Aleister Crowley girl, or, you know, practice in America. She's just using that to frame her art. Aleister Crowley here in London is very, you know, popular with a lot of groups because it's so theatrical. There's poetry. There's intrigue, there's a story, it's about drug addictions like train spotting, it's about burning incense, it's about women dressed up as old men in suspenders, you know, it's just really, really kinky. And of course, that is another part of the, that's another strong part of the internet. In the beginning, it was all about pornography, I suppose. A lot of people were attracted to it because of that, the business people who were doing it. It was a known secret that on people's back of their hard drive, they'd have somewhere a picture of a naked woman or something. I noticed this when I was selling them in the 80s or 90s. And, you know, it was in the shop. There was things on the hard drive on the computer when it came to us for sale. And supposedly it's brand new. But, you know, the thing is, spirit cooking, I think, has been in the mix for a while. And I, you know, from what I've seen, the video of the spirit cooking, the Abramovich girl doing it, she not only did the painting of the blood, this is where it really comes into art. They make a cake, so they make and I'll tell you why it's not distasteful, because the cake is of a human being. It's not a real person. The cake is of a human being. But here's why it's not distasteful. It's not a child, you know. So the sacrifice of the thing is of a woman or an androidy kind of glazed over woman who's that everybody eat. But what is distasteful is when you see the stars and the celebrities being egged on like they would do if the Chippendales came around. They're chewing the cake's genitals and they're chewing on the different parts of the body. This is spirit cooking, whereby the spirit is, the cake has become a sacrifice. So, and obviously, when they're writing on the wall with pig's blood, unlike the movie, I can't think of the title to, writing on the wall with blood is, where was it going? It's not distasteful, it's all a bit of a joke. You can understand why Podesta and his brother threw the email saying, let's go here. Yeah, it'll be a laugh. She was on TV last week. And of course, when WikiLeaks brings it out as well, that's part of WikiLeaks' agenda. Sorry, not agenda, but is required of WikiLeaks, is every now and again they need to reveal something, what I would call a catalyst in the memes of the discarnate micro Twitter. I mean, there's not really much to Twitter. And then you look at Jack. This is the thing about Spirit Cook, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, it really is. And I shared it on Twitter the other day. It's Jack Dorsey's video. If you type in Twitter on Bing, search bar, you scroll down about four things, and there's a video there of Jack Dorsey, Twitter, the word Twitter. And he talks about how, you know, people on Twitter are just like insects, and you know, you can look at them as insects by the groups that they're in and who they follow, and and again, I think that's more disgusting than the meme Spirit Cooking. It's like saying, like, everybody who use my tweet machine, you're just bloody insects. And the irony of it is it's called Twitter. So the big company is looking for insects and, the, you know, worms and stuff. And they just eat you. They'll eat you up. And then I realised, God, this is true. You look into the Twitter analytics and you look at that, you break it down. So you go in the top of the page and you look at the demographics, the age group of people and what they're interested in. Then you see how the analytics are coming through for the Twitter. You get a better idea of how to be a better social media person, whereby you're playing the game, you're playing their game. So you're either nobody, you're an insect, get eaten alive, or you're playing the game where you're sharing from the correct shops, you're promoting the correct products. You might even have leverage from the sponsorships of the people who have the products that to be promoted. And again, a lot of it is political. And it comes back to this, well, what is Spirit Cooking? Why is the media become, the police become discarnate on videotapes in wherever it is, talking very clearly about what this new operation Chestnut is all about, Acorn. And it's all social media mix up. You know, you're putting it in a soup and then it's coming out with different things where, because there's been a reaction of media in that way, I guess, I'm assuming, then the police have to respond in that way. But then we look at the funding of these operations that come to fruition and you realise that there's £1 million on the table for the year. And you start seeing the people involved stepping up their media, stepping up the knowledge that they have of how to make certain videos. The day before that, I noticed on YouTube there's these two couple there for I think about 7 or 8 years or something, just sharing about waking up in the morning, then splitting up, and they go their own ways and. You know, they're not getting many hits or anything, but they're talking as if they're really famous on YouTube and every day. You know, good luck to them. They're churning out videos. And even when the emotional, this is why I'm proud. These people have always got the style of knowing how to make a video to fall back on. But the problem is things happen. You know, people do have arguments. People do go through psychological things whereby they get divorced and stuff, yet they're still discarnate, they're still on YouTube, they still need to provide a video, they still need to clickjack the news, they need to catch up on the just what I'm doing now, this Spirit Cooking, really. I mean, it's a load of in my eyes is a load of rubbish. Here's why. I mean, I've seen a lot of horror films and stuff, and I've listened to a lot of people who were teaching certain things and anything to do with magic and the craft. I've even been to, you know, I've been to all churches, I've been in mosques, I've been in churches. I'm an all-rounder, you know. I'm curiosity has and wound me up with the dog. But, you know, the thing is, I can't remember. Is there a thing? Not really. I've forgotten where I was at. Okay, that's half an hour. I'm done. Let's just say this. Oh yeah, spirit cooking is not anything to be concerned about, because any craft or any magic or anything like that, like cooking, because it's the irony of the most magical thing is the cooking in the kitchen. I don't know if you know that, but I mean, the most magic you're going to find either in the garden or in the kitchen. But if you want to take it to the next level, you go into a group of spiral dancing and evoking things, seeing colours and surrounding, astrally sending out love to people who need it for healing and stuff like that, and surrounding them with light and stuff like this is all, it's not about sacrifice or anything. I mean, but what does concern me with this, with the Acorn and the investigation into someone who died 10 years ago, I don't want to say names because I don't want anyone closing my podcast down or anything, but, you know, everybody know who it is. And there's no evidence, supposedly, to support that he had any support from any of these I don't know. But the thing is what was I going to say to summarise? Oh yeah, so the cooking in the kitchen, the gardening and the ritual, whether it's done solitary or in a group, is all good. There's no real bad to it. So again, it's taking a I've even done an Aleister Crowley theatrical ritual, and that was amazing. There was three ladies there, the crone and the, you know, who grant you a wish from the book. And there was a black lady there with a big white snake around her, huge. And then there was another lady there, and it was in Conway Hall. So that was great. That was done by, who done that? You know, people write this stuff, they'll have a look at the literature that was available from Crowley and from what they know about doing a nice ritual theatrically. You know, we all bring some food and share it and have a little spiral dance and watch people in robes doing things from the outskirts of the circle they cast. Was, you know, everybody involved apart from a few, obviously the actor with the snake, she came in, nobody really recognised, well, I didn't anyway, was, is people you know. So that was, at the time, that was Dave Rankin and, I think Sarita helped write it, and there's a few people there, you know, and, all from my friends, in London. You know, you meet all these kinds of people, like to wear black. Some of them like to drink mead, make their own mead out of honey. Like I say, I don't drink. But as far as spirit cooking goes, I've never seen anybody or anyone talk about blood on the thing. You know, the only blood that I've seen in a talk was about the ganache and the this Indian kind of way of putting spikes through the mouths and walking down the, you know, the street with a fish in your mouth, like a swordfish, and it's very grueling. It's like a personal, solitary sacrifice you make on yourself on a particular day. Oh, then there's voodoo as well, where people sacrifice, you know, they put themselves through living in caves and starvation, not eating, and depriving themselves in that way. And another thing that I want to add that I nearly forgot about as well And it's in relation to Podesta and the people who would be attracted to the niche party girl who's doing this stuff is something that I heard a while ago. And I think people like myself, students or people who've lived on a budget will like, who've lived off the baked beans and just living off the odd fruits and stuff like this and nuts and milk, is the rich are the people that are most susceptible, or they were up until... Well, I don't know, all these new things to counterbalance it. The rich people were eating exotic foods, so they were eating exotic matter like prawns and... not prawns. Lobster. Can't believe I said prawns. I like prawn cocktail. So lobster and fishes and all these different things. And they were saying that mussels and... These people who are eating these things all the time, they're going to get contaminated. But I think that's possibly just what they say to poor people to make them feel like, you know, they're happy with their baked beans and bacon and egg and stuff like that, which, you know, is comfort food and is very thing. But there's a lot of these fruits that, again, that come out that rich people could probably afford because they could purchase it, or they could more likely go there on holiday and eat these coconut thing. What are they? They're like a yellow bean, and it's said to be like a cocoa plant. And you cut it out and you've got the white jelly and the seed. You can cook the seed like chestnuts and suck on the jelly. And again, it's just like having coffee, but, you know, as if coffee's a big deal. So the people who are bringing it out are saying, oh no, don't have this because you get dependent on it. Yeah, it gives you a lot of energy and you'll enjoy it. But then you're going to have to come down and you get all grumpy like you do on coffee. Well, I've never got grumpy on coffee. But I have started vaping. And I'll leave it on that anyway. I'll just have a little go of the vape. Have a nice day. Please leave your comments below, and if you've been affected by any of these things, I'm sorry, but just leave your comments below, because I know a lot of you think that, well, I know that you expected some sort of cooking from me, but I'm not really the best. I would say go to Jamie Oliver or someone like that if you want to learn about cooking. If you want to learn about Aleister Crowley, I would say go to the... You know, have a look at some documentaries on YouTube about him. Go to get a couple of his books and read just a couple. Also, as well, he has a son who was I don't know if he was an illegitimate son. And he's out there as well. He's got some nice books. He's about 7 foot tall. But again, his name is different, so you're going to have to dig deep to find out more about that. But, you know, the legacy goes on, doesn't it? And they did say that... It's like the age of Aquarius, isn't it? You know, when he died, he's like Shakespeare, and he was going to go up into the clouds, and people were still going to celebrate his stuff. I think it's the Maitreya who explains all that, Benjamin Cream. But again, like I say, I've just dabbled with all kinds of stuff. I don't knock any of them. I mean, like Benjamin Cream's transmission meditation was really... exceptionally interesting. And again, you know, with the Aleister Crowley thing, you burn some incense and you see an old man with a long beard sprout out with a suspenders and rips it off, and eventually you see there's this beautiful girl there. It's exciting, you know. And again, with the Aleister Crowley ritual, the snake, it was interesting, a big white snake. I mean, I've never seen a big white snake before. And I got to make a little wish in a box. And it was in Conway Hall. I like Conway Hall. I like the people I was around with at that time. You know, some of them have passed away now. It's just good to be get out of the house and do something. If anything I want to say that's good about that Odessa, because I want to finish this at 40 minutes, it's just anything to get you out of the house. So if spirit cooking is enough, powerful enough to get you out of the house, maybe it's the new disco, I don't know. Leave your comments below and let me know. If you're insulted by the whole thing and you feel like it's you can quote certain things as well from the Bible or from the Quran. Throw that in as well. See you later.